her dead pancreases. Within my father and me, they are bellwethers of the body's ruin. Pancreases turned inside out. Empty pockets on the day a bill comes due. Or maybe my metaphor should be shaped with more elegance than that for such a fragile pair as these. Pancreases nudged through life by the ocean's shifting hand, coiled into knotted stars under the broad wand of night. However you choose to imagine them, no, they are dead, but still needy, even in their caskets, even under the disarming sweetness of stars. When mine died, my father knelt beside my hospital bed, saying it was all his fault, that somehow his broken pancreas became my inheritance, a thing passed between father and daughter. Together, we sift through this winter of my pancreas. How did we miss this? His eyes fall on my insulin drip. How did we miss this? The sting of it restoring my senses enough for me to wonder if we aren't the same inside. If the collapse of a man's heart wouldn't also kill his daughter. But the summer that the rest of him died, I knelt in the grass, let his ashes sprinkle the ground, such hazy grains, as if his body had never been anything more than sugar, as if my body had been made right by the wrong of his, my pancreas unknotted, needing nothing more from me than breath, only my breath, running deep and wild, my breath everywhere, untroubled by damage and loss, my breath in its own right, a confetti of energy, seeding the earth.